This is Pastor Gino, pastor of Open Door Baptist Church. Thank you once again for joining me for the pastor's study. Today we're going to be looking at a verse in Matthew chapter 15, in verse number 8. So I pray that you have your Bibles with you and you turn there right now with me. Matthew chapter 15, verse number 8. In this particular chapter, Jesus is addressing the religious leaders of his day, the scribes and the Pharisees. And in this particular instance, he was at Jerusalem. And he was discussing with them about their traditions and so forth and so on. But he said something very interesting in verse number 8. Jesus said in Matthew 15, verse number 8, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And when I first read this, I got thinking about it. And I was saying, how could we apply this to Christians today, amen? And what the Holy Spirit brought to mind at that time was, as we read that again, "This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me." And of course, we know that Jesus talked a lot about the condition of the inward man, the heart. He addressed a lot of the religious traditions of his day, the outward man, and basically he came down to this. He said, outside you seem fine, you're white as sepulchres, but inside you're nothing but dead man's bones. Amen. And again we see, Jesus is dealing with the outward and he's comparing it with the inward. This particular time he's dealing with the lips. And what this reminded me of, amen, is we hear the term today sometimes used as lip service. And I believe there are a lot of lip service Christians today. Not only were there religious lip service people back in Jesus' day, but also today, amen. And if you think about the word lip service, or the words lip service, and I think we're probably all familiar with that, but a simple definition would be is when someone tells someone something, but they do not really mean it. They don't back it up with action, amen? You can't depend on them. Jesus knew this. He knew the hearts of those that he was dealing with. Because we have to remember that he was not only man, but God at the same time. And we know that God is the only one who can read the hearts. Amen. We have a lot of so-called lip service Christians today, do we not? Amen. Oh, they talk a great spiritual game. Amen. Oh, they're full of a lot of spiritual hot air, but there's really no substance to them. Amen? We understand, or you understand what I'm talking about. Amen? Especially those that are listening that may be pastors. Amen? Run up against this time and time again. Amen? You know, these folks are never around when you need them, when there's work to be done. Amen? They like to be in evidence. They like to be seen and they like to be heard, amen. They like to have the positions in the church that are visible, but they don't want any responsibility, amen. They don't want to get their hands dirty, amen. What God is looking for is God is looking for Christians to draw nigh to him. not with their lips, but with their hearts. Amen? Again, the Bible tells us that man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh at the heart. Amen? Not to say that the outward appearance should not also be clean and right with God, amen, but the inward appearance also, amen. In the book of James, chapter 4, in verse number 8, the Bible tells us, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Maybe some of you listening feel like that you're not as close to God as you used to be. You're not as close to the Lord Jesus Christ as you used to be. Maybe you've left your first love. Amen. Well, the devil's going to try to tell you, amen. He's going to try to tell you you can't get it back. You can't get back that relationship with your Lord. Amen. I'm not talking about salvation, because once you're saved, you're always saved. Amen. You can't lose your salvation. But boy, can our relationship, our personal relationship that we should be developing each day with the Lord, can really deteriorate quickly if we don't watch out. Amen. Try drawing nigh to God, drawing nigh to your Savior, because he promises, I will draw nigh to you. You know, the heart is often referred to, or is the same thing as the soul. It's the real you. It's the inner man. And we're told that the inner man needs to be renewed day by day. Amen. Maybe that's why your prayers are not being answered, because you are not drawing nigh to God. Amen. Oh, maybe you're saying it again with your lips, and you're praising God with your lips, and you're in church and you're amening and doing all those great spiritual things, waving the hankies and running the bases and running the aisles. Amen. But again, what's on your heart? That's what counts. Are you close to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, with your heart? That's where it counts. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. Because all of that, you know, emotion and whipping oneself up, which a lot of we see in the charismatic and the Pentecostal movement, amen, that they do. Again, it's all lip service. What's in the heart? We're told in Romans chapter 10 and verse 10, as we're talking about the heart and drawing nigh to God with our hearts. It says, with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. That's where salvation takes place, in the heart, amen. And as a result of salvation taking place in the heart, then the lips are going to express that genuinely. Amen? Well, how do we draw nigh to God? How do we do it? How do we draw nigh to God with our hearts? Well, one area is with our time. Our time. You know, that's one thing in our society today. We hear people say they're running 100 miles an hour and they just don't have enough time to do all the things that they want to do. Amen? But you know something? I found this out. If you really love something or someone, you're going to find the time to spend with that person or doing that activity. let me ask you this question as we're talking about drawing nigh to God with our time. Where is most of your time spent? Now, I'm not talking about we need to go out and work and make a living, especially as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a head of the household. I'm not talking about that. But I'm talking about once you've done the necessary things, you know, you've gone to work, or even ladies, your housework or whatever it is, taking care of the children or whatever it is. But what do you do with the other amount of time? Amen? Do you spend it in the world, or do you spend it in the Word of God, with God? That's one way you can draw nigh to God, amen, with your time is, amen, in the Word of God. You know, it's a shame as most Christians today, I believe, spend more time watching the television, amen. That's become the, unfortunately, the family altar. That's why we have so many powerless Christians today. Amen. And I'm not talking necessarily watching even so-called worldly stuff, amen, but even religious programming, or so-called religious programming. No. Again, that's lip service. You need to spend, we all need to spend more time if we want to draw nigh to God with our time in prayer. Amen. And reading the Word of God. That's how God speaks to us and works through us today. How do you expect to hear Him? Amen. If you don't spend time in His Word, if you don't spend time in prayer. And also in service. Amen. In service. There's many ways that we can serve the Lord, amen. I believe that that person that faithfully, say, has the job of doing the maintenance around the church, cleaning the restrooms, and I've done it, amen, is just as important as that person that gets up on Sunday morning, amen, and sings that solo and hits every note and hits every key and gets all these accolades. Amen. Remember what Jesus said? There are rewarded openly. But those that are behind the scene, amen, God's going to reward, I think, even greater. Amen. So we can draw nigh to God with our time in service, in worship, amen, in prayer, in reading the Word of God and studying the Word of God, amen. It's just a shame. We've got too many lip service Christians, amen, today. That's why more isn't getting done for the Lord. Another way, avenue that we can draw nigh to God with our hearts is in tithing. If you think about it, really, giving is a matter of the heart. And I love what it says how in the Word of God, how God loves a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver. That speaks about the attitude of the heart. In other words, you should want to give. You should be happy to give. Can't wait to give. Can't wait till the collection plate is passed around. Amen. But a lot of people act like they're still under the law. And it's something that, oh, they have to do. And, oh, I really don't want to do it, but I have to if I want to get God's blessing. Remember this. God doesn't need your money, amen. Actually, it's His money that He's given to you. Amen. And if you're going to give it begrudgingly, don't give it at all. But if you're really drawing nigh to God with your heart, it's going to be reflected in your giving. You're going to want to give. Can't wait to give. And in some ways, that's why we labor, is so that we can help others. Amen. As our Lord said, it's more blessed to give than receive. Amen. You know what's sad is a lot of Christians today spend more money on foolishness, amen, than they do on the work of the Lord, amen. We spend more money on food for our pets in this country, amen, and as Christians, than we do on missionaries. It's sad. It really is sad. What nonsense we waste God's money on. And we're going to be have to give an account of that someday at the judgment seat of Christ as Christians. Is how did you use, amen, the money that the Lord gave you, amen, His money, to be a faithful steward over, amen, to occupy till He came, amen. We see in the Scriptures, I think as we think about giving, amen, I think about the example where Jesus was there at the temple, and He was over there off to the side and watching as they gave. And here this widow came along, and she put in her, we refer to it as the widow's mite. She really gave all that she had. She gave out of her poverty. And I don't think she said, oh, gee, I'm giving everything to the Lord. This is all I have, and I don't know what I'm going to do. No, I think she had a smile on her face. I think she was happy to give out of her poverty, even though she didn't have anything to give. She gave anyways. And what happens is most of us today, most Christians today, give out of their abundance. Amen. You know, they don't want to get off the their wallet, amen, or their pocketbook, amen. Remember, you can never outgive God, amen. We remember what He said in John 3:16, For God so loved what? The world. That's the scope of God's love. For God so loved the world, what did He do? That He gave. What did He give? His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You know, when you hear that, the devil say, oh, you don't want to waste your money on this, amen, on the work of the Lord, or you don't want to give to this missionary or that man. Just remember what God gave for you. You cannot outgive God, amen. And we just see all the blessings. We could just look after scripture, how God promises to bless you in this life and the life to come. But you can really see where a person is at with their heart towards the Lord in their giving. Amen. Again, if you're drawing nigh to the Lord with your heart, and not just your lips, it'll be seen, amen, by your giving. By your giving. Hey, we're all, I believe, stingy to some extent, amen. That's why we see a lot of teaching on giving, amen. The Lord taught about giving. The Apostle Paul and the others spoke about giving, amen. In fact, he in his first letter to the Corinthians, he talked about it, in his letter, the epistles to the Corinthians, amen, and he talked about how other churches that were poorer than those, than them, gave of their poverty. And it's because they truly loved the Lord. Amen. If you truly love the Lord and you're drawing nigh to Him with your heart, then really giving is not going to be a problem. Amen. You know, there are those who talk a great game, again, lip service Christians. Oh, yeah, I'm going to give this, and I'm going to do that. And again, hot air, no substance to it. Clouds with no rain. Amen. Another way that we can draw nigh to God with our hearts is with our talents, our abilities. Amen. God has given each of us abilities, talents. Not so much to benefit ourselves, but to bring honor and glory to His name, to serve Him. Amen. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians have gone and used these talents really to benefit themselves and left God totally out of the picture. And one example that comes to mind is singing. A lot of folks, a lot of Christians that got their training in the church, developed their voices in the church, got the instruction in the church in singing. Amen. Have now gone astray and are out of the church, amen, and into the world, amen, and singing the worldly lyrics and accumulating great amounts of wealth. What a sad day it's going to be for those folks when they reach the judgment seat of Christ. Right now, they may have a lot of earthly rewards right now, but they're really spiritually bankrupt. They're not putting anything into the bank of heaven, amen. And again, you may, when they interview these folks, they may mention the name of the Lord or what have you, but again, it's all lip service. Amen. They haven't really drawn nigh to God with their hearts. Amen. We think of that great parable of the pounds and how we have a story of how this Lord gave His servants certain number of pounds, amen, and said, occupy till I come. And He returned, amen, and the Lord's going to return someday, amen, the Lord Jesus Christ, and going to see exactly, were we faithful with what He gave us? And we saw as we look at the parable, we saw that how some had taken what the Lord had given them, and it had grown. They had used it. Amen. But there was one servant who didn't do anything with it. He just hid it in the ground in a napkin or whatever. When the Lord came, he had nothing to show for it. That servant was unfaithful to his Lord. Although many Christians are going to hang their heads low when they face the Lord someday at the judgment seat of Christ. Amen? Because they failed to use the talent or the gift that God had given them to bring honor and glory to Him. Matthew chapter 6, which, of course, is a Sermon on the Mount. Jesus said there in verse 33, But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If your heart is really drawn nigh to God. This is where your seeking will be. You'll be seeking first the kingdom of God, the things of God. As we're told in the book of Colossians, Jesus Christ is to have preeminence in all things in our lives. Our love for the Lord is to come before family, friends, amen, acquaintances. He is to come first, amen. Jesus also said in the Sermon on the Mount, he said in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." And of course, this was coming off to what he said in the two previous verses. In 19 and 20, he said, Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust nor doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Again, too much time, too much of our abilities that God has given us is being wasted in laying up treasures on this earth and not in the bank of heaven. You know, the Bible tells us, labor not to be rich. Amen? Again, for the love of money, for the love of money, not money, but the love of money, is the root of all evil. Again, we see that the Bible has a lot to say about money and what we do with it, amen? Drawing nigh to God with our hearts. Things really haven't much changed, have they? Since the day of Jesus. People were drawing nigh to him and honoring him with their lips, but they were far away from the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts. And I pray today, maybe you are far away from the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. Won't you draw nigh to him in some of these ways that I've discussed with you here on the Pastor's Study? Spend some time with him in prayer and in the Word and reading the Word of God. Draw nigh to him. And he promises that he'll draw nigh to you. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you again for joining me, Brother Gino, for the Pastor's Study. I pray that you'll continue to join me each week, and I'd love to hear from you. The kind folks at the station that you're listening over here right now will give you the address and where you can reach me and send the mail, and I'd love to hear from you. Thank you once again, and may God richly bless each and every one of you, is my prayer. And good day.